This month, Judy Johnstone plowed under the flower garden she'd cultivated for over 20 years. In its place, she erected a pair of unconventional structures. They look a little like...
like two very large igloos. 12 feet high, 24 feet long.
And 20 feet wide.
Covered in clear plastic.
These are high tunnels, low-tech alternatives to the conventional greenhouse. Plastic sheeting is stretched across steel ribs to create a shelter for vegetables planted in the ground. The high tunnels allow gardeners to stretch the growing season. Johnstone hopes to keep hers going year-round. Carrie McLean of the Sitka Local Foods Network helped build Johnstone's high tunnels.
Very simple structures, but if you step inside, you'll just see the difference between outside and inside.
Outside, it's about 59 degrees, but inside, it's a humid 75 or 80.
Just a few more degrees is what you need to produce food. Out there, it's just a little bit too cold for most of the things that we're used to eating.
Inside the high tunnel, rows of vibrant green starts poke out of furrows in the earth.
Here we have chard and broccoli and different brassicas, herbs, cilantro, onions, lettuce, things that can grow without protection, and some things that can't, like here are all tomatoes.
Johnstone's high tunnels are part of a USDA program in which the agency reimburses gardeners for the cost of building the tunnels. In most of the country, the program is designed to conserve soil and cut down on the use of water and fertilizer. But in Southeast Alaska, the program's major benefit is food.
It's pretty challenging to grow food in Alaska.
This is Samia Savelle, who manages the program from the Natural Resources Conservation Service in Juneau.
And definitely in Southeast, where, as everybody just experienced in May, we can have pretty cool temperatures and a lot of rain, and that limits the number and types of crops that you can grow, and certainly we have a short growing season. So I think the appeal is extending that growing season and giving people the opportunity to grow more of a variety of crops that might not otherwise be possible in our climate.
Johnstone and McLean say the program is perfect for Sitka, with its chilly summers, lack of farmland, and high food prices. High tunnels, they say, could be an excellent source of cheap local produce.
We don't want to add to the carbon footprint by flying all this lettuce and stuff in from Mexico. It's crazy. We can grow it here, and we should.
And the price of food has gone up 40% in the last 5 years in Sitka.
That's according to the Alaska Food Cost Survey, which found that the cost of food for a family of four in Sitka increased by nearly 44% between 2006 and 2011. That's compared to a 21% rise in Anchorage over the same 5 years. The deadline to apply for the USDA funding is this Friday, June 15th. The program does require some past horticultural experience.
You have to have some land and a desire, and you have to have grown something. They've really made it flexible for Alaska, so if you've grown a potted geranium on your front porch, you will qualify. That's farmer enough for Alaska. But you have to combine it with some other $1,000 worth of something that you've gotten from the land. So that could be sockeye or deer, or if you're further north, moose.
Johnstone is one of about 40 people in Southeast Alaska who have applied for the grant in the past 3 years. And she's looking forward to a productive season.
How much produce do you expect to grow this summer?
Lots. Lots.
In Sitka, I'm Rachel Waldholtz.